Welcome to this time of calm and tranquility, a time to nurture yourself and relax deeply. Beginning with a Tibetan greeting that has been translated to mean, I honor the greatness within you. Tashi Dele. Together we'll be practicing mindfulness meditation, which has been described as moment-to-moment, non-judgmental awareness. As you practice, notice any self-judging, and when you do, as best you can, letting go of that judgment. Let this time be one of radical self-care. The art of meditation comes into bloom with dedicated practice and an open heart. By sitting with awareness every day, your attention and stability will gradually deepen as you grow in kindness, compassion, and joy. Hearing the bell, allowing yourself a moment of arriving, sensing your body right here, right now, giving yourself fully to this meditation practice. So, sitting or lying comfortably in a posture which embodies dignity and purpose, and the intention to be fully aware, letting your eyes gently close, inviting your spine to be straight so that your breath can move freely, and then just breathing. Finding your own natural rhythm. Bringing your awareness to the sounds around you with gentle curiosity, hearing them come and go. As you listen, just listen. No need to get caught up with any thoughts that might arise. Just listening to the sounds, arising and fading. Then when you're ready, gently shifting your awareness, bringing your attention to your breath. Letting awareness rest gently on the waves of your breathing. Noticing each in-breath and each out-breath. Feeling the natural flow of breath in and out of your body. Knowing that you don't need to work to make this happen, this is about gently allowing your attention to come to your breath, using a light touch. So that when you breathe in, you know that you are breathing in. And as best you can, staying with the in-breath all the way from the beginning to to the end. Perhaps noting quietly to yourself, in. And when you breathe out, knowing that you are breathing out, as best you can, staying with the out-breath until it ends. Noting quietly to yourself, out. Not needing to change or control any breath. Being aware that each breath is unique. Some breaths may be deep, others more shallow. Some may be louder, some softer. As best you can, noticing each breath just as it is. Noticing with a calm and open curiosity. As you breathe in as best you can, keeping your attention on the in-breath for the full duration of the breath. And as best you can, keeping your attention very lightly on the out-breath for its full duration. And resting in stillness until the next breath arises. Being here and breathing. Your breath is like an anchor, offering stability in the midst of the busyness of your mind and the challenges of your life. It's a way of coming back home to yourself, back to your direct experience. If you find your attention wandering to the past, to the future, if you find yourself thinking or judging, don't be concerned. The moment you realize you've become disconnected from your breath, that's a precious moment, because in that moment you can gently let go and begin again. Returning to your breath again and again, wherever it feels most alive for you. It may be at your nostrils, or at the rising and falling of your chest, or at the expansion and relaxation of your belly. Letting your attention rest in the natural movement of your breath. And if a thought comes into your mind, which it will, because that's the way our minds work, gently escort that thought off to the side of your awareness, coming back and letting your awareness rest lightly on your breath. Dropping in and finding what your breath is doing right now, in this moment. And now this moment. Allowing thoughts and feelings, sounds and sensations to arise as they will, and then letting them go, a gentle release, always with kindness and tender compassion for yourself, coming back to the anchor of your breath. This anchor, this breath, helps you to remain in the present moment. As you are breathing, perhaps picturing in your mind's eye a tall, clear glass filled with sparkling water. Imagine a spoonful of dirt added to the water in that glass. Seeing that when the water and the dirt are mixed together, the water becomes muddy and cloudy, stirred up and agitated. Yet when left alone for a time, the particles all settle to the bottom, and the water becomes clear once again. Through meditation, you can work with your mind in the same way. This practice allows the contents of your busy mind, the swirling thoughts, concerns, and worries, to settle, slowly settle to the bottom, so that clarity and calm are restored. You can do this for yourself anytime you choose. Always coming back to your breath. Simply allowing your mind to settle, not needing to do anything, fix anything, make anything different, just allowing what is happening to be there and move through you. Thoughts, feelings, sensations. Dropping into this moment and noticing what your breath is doing. Are you breathing in or breathing out? Whichever you find, being with this breath for its full duration, then resting in stillness until the next breath arises. And if a thought comes into your mind, which it will, gently escorting that thought off to the side of your awareness and bringing your attention to rest gently with your breath. as best you can, keeping your attention on the breath for the full duration of each in-breath and the full duration of each out-breath. Knowing that when your attention is carried away by a thought or a memory, a body sensation or sound, it's okay. The moment you notice that your mind is not on your breath, that's the perfect moment to practice great kindness for yourself, accepting what is by softly giving it a name such as thinking, planning, remembering, itching, restless. Then letting it pass and gently returning to your breath. And now expanding your awareness just a bit, also noticing any tension you might be feeling in your face, your forehead, your mouth or jaw, your neck or throat, your shoulders. And on the next few out-breaths, letting go of tension each time you breathe out. Not needing to push it out, just letting the tension ride the wave of the out-breath and gently flow from your body. Breathing in a sense of calm and ease. Breathing out, letting go of tension. And noticing any tension or pain you might feel in other parts of your body. Breathing deeply into any area of felt pain and letting it release on the out-breath. Always returning to the present moment, to things exactly as they are. Not trying to push away or get rid of or hold on to, but letting things come and go in the wide open space of your mind. And coming back to your breath. as your anchor and friend. Noticing what your breath is doing right now, in this moment. When you're breathing in, knowing that you're breathing in. And when you're breathing out, knowing that you're breathing out. Returning to your breath again and again, each time you find that your mind has wandered. This may be 100 times, 1,000 times, it makes no difference. Coming back each time, without judgment, without blame, and with great kindness. Just shifting your awareness, knowing that you don't have to get caught up in the stories or the worries or the memories. In this moment, it's just this breath. And then this breath. And then the next. And as this meditation comes to a close, taking a moment to honor yourself for the discipline it takes to practice in this way. And putting a smile on your face, feeling the muscles around your mouth and eyes soften. Being here, smiling, and breathing. Smiling to yourself, knowing that by devoting this time to stillness, you are caring for yourself with kindness. You have taken time to practice radical self-care, and you are growing in your capacity to nourish yourself through non-doing and wakeful stillness. You can return to this stillness any time by finding and following your breath, noticing when your mind wanders, and gently returning. Your still, quiet place is always there, waiting for you to come home to yourself. May you be at peace. May this practice of mindfulness cultivate peace with others. Tashi Dele.